is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A European official says a second case of novel coronavirus has been confirmed among the staff at European Union institutions in Brussels, just hours after the first. The victim works in a security unit of the European Council, which represents EU member states, and is believed to have been in contact with a previous case in Belgium. South Korea reported more than 500 new corona cases Wednesday, as health officials said more than 2,000 people in the city hardest hit by the outbreak were waiting for open spaces in hospitals. South Korea plans to spend about $10 billion to counteract the economic impact of the outbreak. Observers say there's still a gap between U.S. President Donald Trump's comments on coronavirus and the public comments from members of the White House task force. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Coronavirus. We're really working hard on it.
President Trump's public comments seem a bit rosier than those of the experts. Federal health officials are issuing solemn warnings about the coronavirus. Yes, it will spread. No, there isn't adequate testing just yet, although they're making progress on distributing test kits. And no, there is no vaccine, and there won't be one for probably about a year, says Dr. Anthony Fauci, who was showing President Trump the lab at the National Institutes of Health. Republican Senator Lamar Alexander has advice for the president. Let the non-political public health officials do the talking. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Olympic organizers say Japan will adjust the torch relay set to begin this month to prevent the spread of the new coronavirus. Also, the Japanese government has partially lifted an evacuation order for one of the towns emptied because of the Fukushima nuclear power plant disaster in 2011. All 7,000 residents of the town of Futaba were forced to evacuate after an earthquake-triggered tsunami swamped Fukushima. The torch relay area route has been added to this area. This is VOA News. The virus has created a shortage in available hand sanitizers, as AP's Ed Donahue reports, finding the alcohol-based sanitizers becoming almost impossible in some parts of the U.S.
Market research shows a big jump in the sale of hand sanitizers, wipes, and liquid soap. With all their use, buses and subway trains are breeding grounds for germs. In New York, MTA boss Patrick Foy says cleaning crews are ready.
Trains, cars, and buses will be cleaned daily, with the MTA's full fleet being disinfected every 72 hours.
Turnstiles, elevators, and escalators will be cleaned daily.
This is a substantial investment of time and resources and a substantial increase in both the frequency and intensity of disinfecting.
The CDC recommendation is washing hands with warm or cold water and then lathering soap for 20 seconds. As far as coughing and sneezing, block with the elbow, not your hands. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ukraine's parliament has voted to accept the resignation of their prime minister. In addition, many senior ministers have left. Meanwhile, the country's president says his administration's priorities remain unchanged despite the government reshuffle. Greece closed down the land border and ramped up security around islands in the Aegean Sea close to Turkey. Athens and the EU say Ankara is fully to blame for the crisis as tens of thousands of migrants remain camped out along the border. Joe Biden won 9 states Super Tuesday in the U.S. Democratic presidential primary, while Bernie Sanders took 4. But ultimately, it will be the delegates secured that will determine who becomes the nominee. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Joe Biden's Super Tuesday surge has, at least for now, given him a sizable lead over Bernie Sanders in the delegate count. The Associated Press has allocated 453 delegates to Biden so far and 382 to Sanders. But it may be days or weeks even before we know exactly. California has a whopping 415 delegates in all, and only 108 have been allocated to this point. The magic number to secure the nomination ahead of the convention is 1,991. Ben Thomas, Washington.
People in the southern U.S. state of Tennessee are trying to recover from tornadoes which ripped through the state, killing at least 24 people and causing extensive damage. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says people around the state are rallying to help those in need.
There are counties from across the state that are sending resources, generators coming, pallets of water coming, highway patrolmen being dispatched to places where they're needed. Shelters being put up all across the state to make sure that people have a place to stay tonight who have lost their homes.
President Trump said he plans to visit affected areas in the state Friday. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.